This is so awesome.
Okay, so Roger Anderson, you created this bot.
Wait a minute. First of all, why did you create this bot?
Well, you mentioned, you know, just kids calling with telemarketers. I personally get the scammer construction guys. Oh. I get a lot of scammer telemarketers. At one point, one of them swore at my son, 12
what?
Years old. Yeah, I had a really aggressive scammer construction telemarketer. So I said, hey, I'm a phone guy. I should be able to fix this. If anybody can fix this, I should be able to fix this. So I put a, it's kind of like an email whitelist, right? You call the house, you have to push a button to ring through. Once you ring, do that once, that caller ID is allowed through every
time. Did you write this workflow yourself?
Yeah.
What software do you use, Asterisk? Or?
It's in Asterisk, correct, yeah.
Yeah.
And so my home lines then would go into this. You just punch a button, you ring through.
But not everybody can have an Asterisk box in
correct.
The basement.
Right, that's correct. So,
although I would like to.
Right, well, and yeah, it's very intrusive.
And I've used online services, Twilio or Anvio. There are lots of services that will kind of let you do this kind of thing.
Yes, yes. Now, what I noticed was every telemarketer stopped. They all use autodialers. All telemarketers, especially right. the scammers, they're all using these autodialers that call hundreds or thousands of phone numbers.
You kind of know because there's a lag between when you pick up the phone
right.
and when they start talking.
Right.
That's because the software is signaling them. Oh, we got a live one here.
We got one. Exactly.
And then they go, okay, right. hello.
Right. So what I said was, well, what if I just play hello a few times? Right? So what if I answer the phone and just say hello? I just have a recording that says hello?
Yeah.
Hello, right?
Hello.
And sure enough, it cut the autodialer through. The autodialer cut to an agent. So that's when I said, okay, let's see how long I can make this one last. And
oh
so that's
gosh.
When I created a bot that would then interact with the
drag
with
it out.
And drag it out. See how long I can get them to talk. And sure enough, they got all the way through. Never thought it was a robot. Like, what, until now, what telemarketer ever thinks you're calling a robot, right? When you call a home, right? So it would get all the way through to the end, and that's when I had to add more stuff. So I added some more stuff to
What's
it.
What's the longest anybody's gone?
22 minutes. So,
oh
and
gosh.
The magic is that in that case, the person had transferred it to their authorization department because I had agreed, well, yeah, I want the best cable package. I want the best phone service. I want the best high-speed internet. I watch all the movies, right? So it's, oh, great, let me transfer to account verification. And now the robot gets it transferred to account verification. It went through the entire repertoire again with a new verification team. But she couldn't get a credit card number out of the thing.
No, because
she just tried
it.
So hard, and she never could. So anyway,
right.
That was the longest
Let's
call.
Do it.
Okay.
You want to do it?
Yes.
So Roger
okay.
has set this up. So we're going to be calling your number, and your robot will answer.
Right.
Megan, you want to do the honors?
Sure, yeah. We'll see how I do.
Do put your best
hello?
Piece of the...
Oh, hello. I am Megan Maroney, and I'm sure you're busy, but I'm from Future
Wait,
Hands.
Is this a real person?
Yes, this is a real person. I am a real person. Do you have a minute?
Oh, actually, hey, hang on a second. Hey, honey. Yeah?
Okay.
Well, I'm on the phone.
So they get a live one.
There's... Well, we haven't really gotten that far. I'm not sure yet. Sorry. Who never mind. Can I talk to you later, honey?
You're good.
Sorry. Okay, I'm back. So who's this?
Oh,
sorry.
this is Megan Maroney.
This?
Oh,
why
no, it's fine. I'm calling from Future Pants. I wanted to offer you some smart pants. Smart pants?
Okay.
Have you heard of smart? Oh, great. We specialize in pants that keep you fully connected. Wouldn't you like
okay.
that? Would you like that? You would like that? Great. Okay, with our pants,
right.
They're always internet ready. Do you use Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
You do? Okay, great. Do you use Tinder? Do you use
right.
Tinder? You do?
Hang on a second.
Oh.
Hang on. There's a bunch going on here. Hang on.
A what?
I would be sucked in.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh no,
who's
totally
this?
Fine.
What are you calling about again?
I'm calling about smart pants, Future Pants.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Would you like your Future Pants to, would mm-hmm. you like to order some?
Oh, geez. Hang on. There's a bee on me. Hang on. There's a bee on my arm. Okay, you know what? You keep talking. I'm not going to talk, though, but go ahead and keep talking. Say that part again, and I'm just going to stay quiet because of this bee.
I wanted to sell you some Future Pants. Future Pants? Would you like Future
yeah.
Pants? They're smart. They're internet connected. They're fast. They're stylish. You can get them in any color.
Right.
Just wondering if I could sign you up. Can I sign you up?
Mm-hmm.
This is where... He said yes.
Yes. Okay, great. Great. All right. I just need a credit card number then.
It's totally crawling up my arm. It's crawling on my arm. It's freaking me out. But
I love that
it's
this
not
is your
mad.
Voice.
I guess it's okay. Anyway, so So, sorry, you keep talking. Go ahead.
Okay. We want to sign you up for a monthly supply of pants. 2 pairs of smart pants every month.
Sure.
Okay, it's gone. Hey, okay, so you know when I said I was listening to you during the bee thing? Actually, I was just concentrating on the bee. I'm sorry. So can you start over? What were you saying during the bee?